Hi, everyone, and we are back. You are listening to Patricia Raskin Positive Living right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. We're also on the web at 630WPRO.com. And this is the problem. This is the problem. This is a program that helps you overcome your problems and turn your problems into solutions. And particularly with the guest that I have on right now, she is so inspirational. My guest on the phone is Marbeth Dunn. We call Marbeth the joy strategist. She teaches people how to get into the creative and energetic flow of joy by releasing their past hurts and losses, their limiting beliefs, and their energetic blockages. She's a popular international speaker and workshop leader, and she's been an intuitive for 25 years. Welcome, Marbeth.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
I am so thrilled to be here with you.
Yes, great to have you. What is a joy strategist? Explain that.
Well, I help people to get into the creative and energetic flow of joy. And, you know, it's not something that is ordinary for most people. Most people are coming from a place of victimhood or just not really tuning into joy. And, you know, I've been there. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to be suffering, to be a victim, and not even know any way out. And so my goal is to help people get out of their stuckness, to move out of their hurts and losses and limiting beliefs and energetic blockages and move into joy.
Yeah. You know, that sounds very easy. That's very difficult to do. For people who have long-standing beliefs, I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, I won't meet the right person, I won't get better, I won't make more money, I can't get the right job. Even though we can work with them, many times those beliefs are very deep-rooted. How do you help people get through that, Marbeth?
Well, when I work closely with people, I have very, very simple, easy-to-apply strategies to just actually show you what are the beliefs that are holding you back. And then it's real easy to zap them. You know, you don't have to get into this story. We absorb these beliefs from our parents, from our peers, from our teachers and the churches. And, you know, and then we carry them around with us. And we don't even realize that these beliefs are what's creating our world, because the universe actually reflects back to you exactly what you believe. So if you believe that life is hard, it's hard to make a living, there's so much scarcity, and that, you know, that you really have to struggle, money doesn't grow on trees. These are all beliefs that we've absorbed, but when you believe these, that's exactly what shows up for you.
Yeah.
Things are hard in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so because you're getting the proof that your beliefs are valid, it's often really hard to even think that there could possibly be a different way.
All right. So when people work with you, do you do intuitive work? How do you, as you said, zap these beliefs?
Well, it isn't difficult to zap them. You know, there are infinite ways of zapping them. You know, you can just make a decision. You know, I'm not going to believe this anymore. I'm going to just switch my focus over to this belief. And that's the belief that I want to hold. So that's just one way.
All right. So what I'd like to do is open this up to callers. If any of you have an issue you're dealing with, Marbeth really is an intuitive, and she can listen to it and maybe tell you another way that you can look at this belief, or maybe help you to reframe it, or she says zap the belief.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you said that's one way. What's another way?
Well, you know, it's not just the belief. I'm going to just do a little deviation here, and I will come back to that.
Okay.
You know, but the limiting beliefs are just part of it, because I do find that when people have experienced hurt or loss in their life, and I'm not just talking about the loss of a loved one, which could be through death or through divorce or, you know, abandonment or the many of the ways that we lose people that we love, you know, friends leave and all of this affects us. but there also are hidden losses. And these hidden losses of the loss of your self-respect, the loss of your self-esteem, the thought that, oh my goodness, I'm getting older, I'm not beautiful anymore, or I've lost my youth. These are all losses, and people don't even realize that they, you know, that, that these losses are affecting them and creating actual physical symptoms very often. Mm. And then there also are lifestyle losses. You know, if you've lost your job, you've lost a business, you've had an impact in your health, these will also reflect in your being and will hold you back from moving forward. So those are just, and then they're also, I'm just going to get into these losses and then I'll tell you some of the ways of moving through them.
Mm-hmm.
There also are energetic blockages. And very often, you know, because we are living in a world where we are actually, we appear to be separate, but we really are connected to each other. Very often we are carrying other people's stuff energetically. So, you know, like when you go into a party and, you know, you walk into the room and you can feel the vibes in that room. And you know whether you want to stay or you want to leave, you know. Mm. So we actually are energetic beings and we will carry the energy from other people.
Mm.
So that's something else that we do. So, excuse me, for each of these, there are ways that we can shift and we can move, you know, because I'm all about releasing all of these different blockages that are holding you back from being your joyful self.
Yeah, yeah. So,
because that's really who we want to be.
Right. So the way that you help people, and let's give an example. Let's so that we can share with the audience some of what you do when you work with people intuitively. So,
okay.
The number is 438-9776 or 800-321-9776. So, if you have a situation that you're working on in your life that you're stuck with, call in, and Marbeth can intuitively give you some guidance or some coaching. So, let's see. I'm trying to think of one that might be applicable. Well, let me give you one in my life that I think is standard for a lot of people who have loss.
Okay.
My father passed at 95 about 6 months ago. So although I'm dealing with that, there's still that real feeling of loss. And it will just come up. It will just come up. You never know when it's going to happen, but that kind of gripping feeling.
Absolutely.
Of loss.
Well, I know that because I've experienced a lot of loss in my life as well.
So for people who have experienced a lot of loss, and whether it's a dad or whether it's a spouse or whether it's, God forbid, a child, you know, let's give some guidance along those lines. And our phones are starting to ring, which is really great. But give me a few words of guidance here, and then we'll take the calls.
Well, the first thing is, you know, when uncomfortable feelings come up, and this is, I know this because, you know, I experienced the loss of my sweetheart 3 years ago on Valentine's Day. And I knew I had an opportunity here to grow. I could either sit home and grieve, or I could tackle the emotions one by one and release them because I do have the tools.
Mm.
And I opted to move forward and release the emotions.
Right.
And what was so beautiful is that I reached a place where there really wasn't anything left but the love and the
beautiful
memory. So this is, you know, I'm really very well equipped to help people with this.
All right. And we have a phone call from Delphina from Riverside. Delphina, your question for Marbeth.
Yes. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello. Yes. I have a question, okay? It's like I lost my brothers. I'm one of 10. I really didn't lose them all. It's like with my father passed away like 10 years ago, and then my father left a good amount of money, and then my brother divided the money by, instead of divided by 10 of us, they divided the money by 6. So they left me out and my sister and two other brothers. So because of all this mess, we found this out. And so everybody's in war. Nobody talks to anyone. So here I am, I'm older. I'm 70, 71. I just retired. And I'm very lonely because I don't have my brothers to talk to.
All right. All right. Let's get some guidance on this. Marbeth.
So what I'm feeling, Delphina, is A, you're mourning the loss of your dad. B, you're experiencing betrayal because you feel like your brother betrayed you. And C, you're also missing your family.
Mary, can you hang on past the break?
So what's going on, and the way that I work is that I'm very intuitive and I'm empathic, which means that I can feel where you're holding the issues in your physical body, and you're actually in your energetic body, in your emotional body. And I'm feeling a lot of heaviness in my chest and just below my chest, actually in the diaphragm and down lower into the solar plexus, but mostly in the chest. Do you feel that, Delphina?
Delphina, are you there?
Terrible.
Do you feel that?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very disturbed, you know, with my life, you know, because of this.
Right. Okay, Marbeth, let's give some suggestions because we're going to have to move on, although this is very compelling, and we certainly want to offer some advice to Delphina. Also, Delphina, I will give you Marbeth, you can give her your phone number.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but just give us a little more, and then we're going to have to take a break.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. So, Delphina, what I would like to do, I'm going to actually help you with this today, is I would like you to bring your consciousness inside that density in your body, where you're feeling this heaviness. Just bring your awareness there, and I will help you clear it because we don't have a lot of time. Normally, I would help you to do it yourself, but I'm going to help you with it.
All right, and if you want to give your number, Marbeth?
Sure. You can contact me either on my website, marbethdunn.com, or you can call me at 731 Into Joy. That's 731 INTOJOY.
Okay. And what you're doing is helping her to release that. You're feeling that from across the airwaves.
I'm feeling that, and I'm helping her
okay.
to release that.
All right. Delphina, thank you so much for calling and sharing that.
So give me the same number again.
731-468-6569.
Say that again, please.
731-468-6569.
Okay. Thanks so much, and thanks for calling, Delphina. We're going to take a break, and then Mary from Providence, just hold on. We'll take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and answer your question with Marbeth Dunn, who is our joy strategist. You're listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Rhode Island checks in with the mayor.
All right, Joe the Baba, go ahead.
These rich mamas are just us poor guys.
Oh, forget it. Joe, you're not poor. How much are you? What's your net worth, Joe? How many million, Joe? How many million? You didn't cut hair all those years for nothing. You got all those barbers working for you. You got shopping centers. Don't give me that crap.
Buddy Cianci, weekdays 3 to 6, before Matt Allen, News Talk 630, WPRO, and 99.7 FM.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, high blood pressure, asthma, allergies, headaches, gynecological problems, or other ailments? Then call Dr. Tad. His integrative medical system combines the best of Western and Eastern medicine. Dr. Tad continuously delivers a 97% rate of success with his patients and gets results that are astounding and permanent. Call Dr. Tad at the Center for Preventive Medicine to book a complimentary consultation at 434-3550. That's 434-3550. Or check out the wellnessclinic.net.
Lupus is an autoimmune disease that affects over 5,000 people in the state of Rhode Island, 1.5 million people nationwide. Lupus is not contagious or infectious. Lupus is a chronic inflammatory multi-system disorder of the immune system. A recently passed law in Rhode Island created a study commission to evaluate the needs of lupus patients, available resources, and create a statewide plan to educate and raise awareness. For more information on lupus and the upcoming fashion show fundraising event on October 11th, please call Lupus of New England at 877-665-8787 or lupusne.org.
The roof of your house keeps you protected every day. So why not take care of your roof? A roof as new as 5 to 7 years old or one over 20 years old does not necessarily need replacement. Maybe it just needs a cleaning. That's where the experts at All Pro Roof Cleaning come in. For years, All Pro Roof Cleaners have been cleaning and saving roofs throughout this area at a fraction of the cost of replacement. Have you ever wondered what stuff is growing on your roof? Just look up. See those black stains, the round fungus spots, the green moss? That is all causing damage to your roof. It all can be cleaned and removed, but it must be done right not to damage the roof any further. All-Pro Roof Cleaning are the experts in environmentally friendly roof cleaning with guarantees that no one else can match. Before you call a company that does roof cleaning on the side, call All-Pro Roof Cleaners today at 831-5300 or log on to allproroofclean.com for phone numbers throughout Massachusetts as well. That's 831-5300 or allproroofclean.com.
From the hills of Foster to the shores of Block Island, News Talk 630, WPRO, and 99.7 FM. We've got Rhode Island covered.
Hi, everyone. We're back. You are listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630, WPRO, 99.7 FM. And we're on the web at 630WPRO.com. Our guest by phone is Marbeth Dunn. She's the joy strategist. She helps people get to their creative and energetic flow. She helps them release their hurts and their losses and their blockages. And we have a call from Mary in Providence. Thank you for being patient, Mary. Your question for Marbeth Dunn.
Hi, thanks. Thanks, Paul.
You're welcome.
I lost my brother 6 years ago, and I'm wondering if I'm ever going to not feel so sad.
Marbeth, did you hear that?
Yes, you can. You know, I was able to release all of the really heavy duty emotions from my sweetheart's passing. It's not hard to do. The first thing is to really know that your brother wants you to. He really wants you to do well. He wants you to move forward. You know how you would feel if the situation was reversed. You would want him to be happy. So again, you know, allow yourself to feel the feelings. Don't push them away. But don't, you know, just kind of go, feel where you're feeling that in your body. Can you do that, Mary? Can you feel where you're feeling that in your body?
Yes.
There. Your body is sharing with you, this is where you're holding this. And as you're holding this, I'm helping you release it.
Okay. And where are you feeling it, Mary?
In my neck, at that area, well, in my, pretty much in my torso, my trunk.
Torso, okay.
Mm.
All right. And so
in the chest, and then very often, you might feel guilt in a different part of the body, like maybe there was something further you could do about it. Mm. So just keep feeling it in the body. I'm helping you clear it, right, as we're on the phone. I don't usually work this quickly, but you know, I like to help you to release it yourself, but we don't have time, you know, I really want to be able to help you while we're on the air, Mary.
So what you do really, Marbeth, is you help people to release those blockages. You can feel them as an intuitive. You can feel them.
I'm empathic, which, you know, for most of my life, I didn't realize. I thought, you know, there was something radically wrong with me. I was feeling everybody's stuff.
Mary, can you feel a release at all?
I do. I feel a warmness instead of a tightness. I do, and guilt is very present for me, mostly in my back of my when I really try to know that I push it away because it feels very overwhelming for me. But I really appreciate that you said if the situation is reversed, that I would want my brother to be free of these feelings. So I really appreciate you working with me.
Oh, absolutely. And Mary, we're going to give you Marbeth's number so that you can give her a call if you'd like to. And we really appreciate you calling in because these things aren't easy. Marbeth, let's give you a number out again, please.
Okay, it's 731 into joy. The words into and joy. And that would be 731-468-6569. 731-468-6569.
Did you get that, Mary? Okay.
I'll be giving you a call so we can. I can learn to do it myself. I'd like to do that.
All right. Thank you. I'm so glad you called. Thanks so much, Marbeth. So this is really what you do. You really help people. You listen and you help people with whatever their blocks are, wherever they're holding it in their body, and that's the first step to releasing it, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's the first step. And, but there's, you know, there's more. And I, you know, when I have more time, I'm happy to share, you know, some of the other exercises. I have a whole arsenal of tools and techniques and strategies to move people forward. And, you know, in fact, if people would like to work more closely with me, they can go to www.marbethdunn.com/strategy. And then you can actually fill out a joy readiness assessment so you can see where you're being held back, what your blockages are. And when you submit that, if I have space on my calendar, I'm more than happy to have a free consultation with you.
Well, that's
so
great.
That's special for your listeners.
Well, thank you. So really appreciate that. I also want to let our listeners know that on your website, which is marbethdunn.com, M-A-R-B-E-T-H-D-U-N-N.com, you have something called the Joy Strategist. That's your website. But if they go to your blog, and I pulled up a few of these, and I think they're really wonderful. One is called Are You Limiting Your Options? And it's all about, you know, what are the benefits of forgiving and talking about forgiveness and limiting options because we're not forgiving. Another one is all about Marbeth Dunn and what she does in terms of helping people release hurt and abandonment. Another one is about feeling the joy and living the joy and being the joy by being intentional and understanding that we need to manage our emotional state. And then another one I loved, Marbeth, is getting to the heart of intuition, which is really how you get those messages for yourself so you
Absolutely.
Can help yourself.
Yes, because when we start to release these veils that are covering our center core, which is pure joy, this is who we really are. You know, we limit ourselves in thinking that we are just these bodies and we have all of these pains and problems and everything. That's not who we are. We are huge. We are bigger even than the universe.
Mm.
We have no limits. We are pure consciousness. And this joy that is our center, it's in each and every one of us. Each and every one of us has a center that's joy and love. And I feel that it's my mission to help people release all of the veils that are covering it so they can actually experience their joys. And I also help them with, you know, creating the reality that they want. You know, what is it you'd like in your life?
Yeah.
Let's get that happening.
Yeah, thank you so much, Marbeth. Let's tell people again how they can find you. They go to marbethdunn.com, right? M-A-R-B-E-T-H, Dunn, D-U-N-N.com. And if you can write to Marbeth, let's give out your number again if someone would like to work with you in terms of releasing some of this. And I know you said that you have a questionnaire on your website so people can fill that out and get a complimentary consultation. But you
Absolutely.
Also work with people on a regular basis as well.
Well, actually, you know, if they contact me, I can offer a free consultation with them.
Right. Good. All right. The number again.
731.
731.
Into Joy.
Into, I-N-T-O-J-O-Y.
Exactly. And that would be 731-468-6569.
468-6569. Marbeth, thanks so much for coming on the program. It was a joy.
Joy
strategist.
My joy, too.
Yeah, stay on the line. Thanks so much. All right, next up is Dr. Tad Stachowski for our wellness feature in our second hour, and he will be here. Dr. Tad is an MD and from Europe who came to this country to study acupuncture, and we're talking about Chinese medicine and herbs and alternatives for you with your health. So stay tuned for a second hour right here on Patricia Raskin, Positive Living on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. And the news is up next with Laura Clarizio. Thanks so much. Be right back.
The following paid program is furnished by Raskin Resources Productions Incorporated and is solely responsible for its content. It is for entertainment and basic informational purposes only. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, WPRO, its management, or staff.